B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. B75 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4 o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show. Here's how you get in with two lines open. Good time to get in. 610-632-0975. Talk to me about this game on Sunday. Because I'm feeling a little insecure about it. I need you today. My people. I need you. You got to convince me. All right, tonight, Phillies game, as suspected. Going deep into analytics is Gabe Kapler tonight by taking Michael Franco off the shelf because he's 10 for 34 versus Tehran.
And Booney also points out with the soft tosser, Franco's defense is better than Bamboo Brad. It's going to be a lot of ground balls. You need him out there over Brad. You just do when you got Smiley throwing 88. You do.
What's the matter, man? You don't trust Bamboo Brad at third base?
Defensively, no. What he has done is he's been passable as a hitter, at least in pinch hit spots and stuff. But his defense, there's going to be 1,000 ground balls today. You got to have your best defense in front behind you with Smiley because he's not going to be striking out 12. That's not happening.
I hate utility players like Brad Miller and Sean Rodriguez.
You can't stand them. I hate them. They're
tossed around the league. It's like, here, you can have them. Come on.
They make a good living, but they
don't. I'm tired of these tossed around dudes, on my roster. Too many tossed around dudes.
You would prefer a guy, Matt Stairs, a guy who might hit a homer for you. Do you prefer that type of guy?
Yeah. These utility guys that they have are just like, they're just. I don't like journeymen.
I get it. Yeah, you want a guy with
right. That's
with
why a skill. I like Hazley as a fourth outfielder because at least he's got some ability. He's not a journeyman throw in, and he's one of your four spare players. He can at least have something,
and he can play all three outfield spots pretty well.
He can be a valuable player for you off the bench.
Yeah, I think he's more than that, but at least you admit that.
Yeah, I don't dislike him. I like him as a fourth outfielder.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
What's up, Gene?
Same stuff, different day. Before I get to my Eagles point, can I have Natalie settle an argument for me?
Natalie?
When I was down at FanFest, I had a gift for Natalie. Mm-hmm. And my son insists that Natalie never got the gift because I didn't hand it directly to her. And I said, no, she got it. And I was just curious.
Did you get the gift, Natalie?
It was the sign, right?
Correct.
Yes, I did get it.
Yeah, she got it.
Yeah, I just couldn't, I couldn't take anything at the time. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said. He thought I was crazy, but I figured you would get it.
Speaking of advice, I need advice from Natalie, too. Well, I need Natalie's advice on a particular woman issue.
Oh, boy.
So I'm glad you reminded me of that fact there, Gene. All right, so that's coming up in this hour, Nat.
But my Eagles point, Mike, is no problem this weekend. The Eagles have no issue here. They're a much better football team. I don't see any reason why they won't come out and, again, perform the way they're supposed to and beat this team handily and easily.
Really?
Honestly, I was more concerned with the Washington game because Washington's coming in. They had no pressure. They had nothing to do.
Yeah, but they stink.
Show up.
They don't have any personnel.
Exactly.
Well, but at least Atlanta has some personnel.
And Atlanta also has pressure to win because they came out and got thumped.
Yes.
They're at home, they're in front of their home crowd.
Yes, that's what scares me about it.
But again, I think the pressure is a factor, and the Eagles are a better football team.
I think they are too, but that sometimes from week to week it doesn't apply that way. The better football team takes a back seat sometimes because of dynamics.
Agreed.
I hope you're right, Gene.
I don't feel this weekend being one of those weekends.
All right, buddy.
Have a good
day. You got it, Gene. Thank you. All right, Nat, since it's fresh in my mind.
Oh, boy. What could you possibly
do? I'm going to toss this circumstance at you here early in the 4 o'clock hour. What do you think of a man buys a woman a gold bracelet, high-end,
Uh-huh.
Cartier, that has a lock and you cannot remove it because he keeps the key. Would you like a gift like that, or would that be a little turned off? Would you get turned off by it?
I would like to have the autonomy to remove my own bracelet.
You can't, though. In this particular situation, although it is a gift of love, it is a gift where the man has some semblance of control because he wants that kind of control. So what does that say?
I don't like that.
Well, on one hand, the woman's looking, it's Cartier gold. On the other hand, it's got to stay on there until he decides that it doesn't stay on there.
No. Mm-mm. I'm out on that.
You're out?
Yeah. Right. I don't care. I don't care if it's
We think most women, you think the majority of women would be out on that?
I don't know.
I'd love to hear from the ladies out there.
I mean, I don't know. That's just how
situation.
I am. If I want to take my bracelet off, I want to take it off for whatever reason. If I'm doing the dishes, you know what I mean? I can't have that.
It's a tight fit up on the wrist.
Yeah.
Higher wrist.
Spent about at least $3,000 on it, Nat, just so you know, to give you an idea. It's not cheap.
I mean,
you've heard of this?
Yeah.
You have?
I have. So, I can't afford it, but I've heard of it.
Okay.
Well, just giving Natalie, I don't know if that helps change her mind.
No, it doesn't.
The circumstance of the man having that kind of control and giving a gift that would necessitate and actually soothe him that he has the control of the bracelet because he has the key.
That's a little much.
A little much?
I think it's a little
much.
Does
that speak to a bigger issue for you? Or is it just an isolated issue?
Well,
Does it speak to the issue of what the man is about?
Well, so if he gave me that bracelet and had good intentions and I said to him, honey, thank you for this $3,000 Cartier bracelet with that locks on my wrist forever. However, I would prefer a bracelet that I can take on and off on my own in case I need to, you know, at the gym, shower, dishes. I would ask if he has a problem.
You would turn it down.
Yeah, I would say, can we swap it out for something else? Now, if he has a problem with that then is where you can see if there's a larger issue. Because if it's, you have to have this bracelet or no bracelet,
well,
then he's a control freak.
That he would be crushed by the notion. Because the thought process of him buying that is he thinks that's really cool. If you pop that balloon, you're crushing the man.
Well, where's the compromise?
I don't know. There is a compromise. When a man is buying a expensive piece of jewelry, he is going through the parameters in his head on what would be a great gift and what would work in this particular relationship, and he thinks that's a cool thing.
But what if she doesn't want to wear it all the time?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, like to say, well, can we swap it out? It destroys Tyrone, right?
But here's the thing. I think that there's when you do that and you keep the key like that, you're applying some semblance of control. How much control you can decide on your own. What he doesn't realize is, though, when that woman's not around him, this isn't a ring. If a guy peeks at a ring, he may. Some guys don't care. Some women don't care. But if you see a ring, you may hold back. That bracelet's not going to stop a guy from making the moves on your lady. So you might as well just trust her. Therefore, you should give her the key. Because that bracelet will not be a deterrent for any man.
The idea in buying it is that you don't give her the key. That's the essence of the gift.
It's a little much for me personally.
It's like, you're mine, and this is the way I display it, and I got the key to the whole thing.
But I'm saying, I'm putting myself in a single guy. If I see Natalie out, I'm a single guy, right?
Uh-huh.
In that scenario. And I see that little bracelet, I'm still going to try to hate that.
But it's not about that. It's about the relationship in general and how the woman would feel about a man who would do something like that is the essence of that's what the issue is here.
I mean,
is it cool or not?
I can see the well intent for it. I don't think it's cool.
So you would refuse it, which would probably blow up the relationship.
There's a couple people have weighed in on the text board.
Hold on.
The text board's lighting up.
Hold on. If me saying I don't want something locked on my wrist, if that is enough to blow up a relationship, then I probably shouldn't be in that relationship anyway.
You're probably right.
Booney agrees with Natalie wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
He says it implies ownership, which is not what love is about.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm her, I would swap it out or lace up my running shoes. And the cuz weighs in.
What did Ann say? What did Ann say?
The cuz weighs in.
Yes, he does.
What does he say?
That's creepy. That's creepy. And even my wife checks in and says, I don't know how she knows this, that apparently one of those eyeglass screwdrivers can get it off.
She knows that.
I don't know how she knows that. But
I actually am not sure about that.
But she says she has to double check. She said she heard, but she has to double check it. That's what I'm just saying. This is lighting up.
Cartier's making this thing. They're not going to fall for a loophole that some eyeglass thing can take that off.
Fair point.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be an urban legend.
It's probably an urban legend.
Because these things apparently are pretty popular.
This is a specialized key.
Yeah.
Made in some third world territory.
It's probably Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
Awful.
Let's go to Jeff and Ambler. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
Not much. First of all, I love your shirt.
Oh, thanks, man.
Is that Joseph A. Bank?
No. No, it's Ventresca, man. Come on.
Okay, all right. Hey, question for you. Why do teams keep running on JT Realmuto?
Well, they're trying it. You know, they think they can steal him. Well, you can't stop running on a guy because he's got a great track record, right?
I guess.
You got to keep trying, and eventually maybe he throws one in the dirt or, you know, it's not the perfect throw.
Okay, and listen, at the beginning of the season, you had the Falcons as a loss, right? Or did you have the Packers as a loss, first loss?
Yes.
The Falcons or the Packers?
Well, I think it's the Packers, but I haven't proclaimed this to be a loss yet. I am just very ambivalent about this game because of circumstances. Now, when I made the picks early in the season, there weren't the circumstance of Atlanta losing game one.
Right, everything changes.
Yes.
I look at the season the same way you do. I think we're going to lose either to Atlanta or Green Bay. And then they're going to lose at Minnesota and at Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to lose a home game. I think it's going to be New England, and then I think they're going to win their last six.
Okay.
I think they're going to go 12-4. They're going to lose either Sunday night or at Green Bay. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jeff, I hope they win this game. Because I'd like to see them get off to an undefeated start. Yeah, I'd like to see a 3-0.
But I'd love to see that too. But I mean, it's not realistic. They're not going to win every road game.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
You know? I'm with you. They should fire Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make a change. You got to make some kind of change. You got to get a clean atmosphere in that clubhouse, a different voice.
Yeah, I have tickets for this Saturday in the Hall of Fame Club, and mm-hmm. I can't go. And I tried giving it away to 7 friends, and nobody wanted to go.
Well,
that just tells you.
Last night was so telling. The Atlanta Braves. I can see if it's Cincinnati, you know, or somebody like that. It's the Braves. You just beat them, and the crowd declined. I mean, that's telling. Theater, speaking of this JT, it reminded me, I played with like one of my friends growing up, was the catcher. And so it was an American Legion team. And he was a good catcher, but he couldn't throw anybody out. He never threw a guy out that's tried to steal. Right? So this one game, the kid on first base is like a track star for another high school. Like he's like a football halfback. So he's got wheels. He's got wheels. He takes off, and my buddy raises up and throws a strike. And I'm the shortstop. I cover. I catch the ball, and I apply the tag. And the umpire goes, out. And I was so startled that I could turn to the umpire, and I went, are you sure about that? I swear to God, because it was so startling. He hadn't thrown the guy out in 2 years.
And finally,
he throws the speedy dude out. And I put the tag on, and the umpire, I looked at him, I went, are you sure about that?
What did the umpire say? Did he just make the signal again? What did he say?
No, he goes, yeah, he was out. I go, all right.
Come on.
I swear to God.
That's a violation.
It's a total violation. He was a good buddy of mine, too. But he just couldn't throw anybody. I hate like a short arm. Like, you know, like a. Like,
he could do other stuff, but he couldn't.
He didn't have a good extension.
Yeah.
You know, he was actually a running back on a football team. He was a good athlete.
Good athlete.
But he just had this short arm where he just couldn't extend it and zip it to the second.
One of my dreams I could never, ever, ever, ever do. Could never throw anybody out. I got no arm.
Well. Yeah, I know. But as a catcher, you kind of have to have one.
I know.
All right, let's go to Josh in Warminster. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Josh?
First off, just wanted to say I'm kind of 50-50 on this game coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how the Eagles secondary is going to do against Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and Austin Hooper, but I think the offense might be able to hold our own. It'll definitely be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I'm thinking something like 35-32 action.
Yeah,
something like back and forth, and the Eagles take control. If they win the game, they take control in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's going to be something in the second half, kind of like we saw against Washington.
Yep.
They're probably going to start off slow. Did have a question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of the Eagles' defense do you think is actually going to show up against the Atlanta Falcons? Is it going to be the line, the secondary,
well,
the backers?
I got to look at this logically, right? The better talent is on the line.
Right.
So I can trust that. If I'm going to pick one, I would think that the defensive line shows up a lot more than guys that are still, they have to gain your trust.
Right, especially with the inexperience of the offensive line of Atlanta, too.
Right.
They got a couple of rookies in there with rotations.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun to see that. Also, could I pose a fantasy question your way?
Sure.
I have Tyler Boyd and John Ross in one league. It's a PPR. Which one should I start at flex this week?
Yeah, my people are telling me that Ross was a fluke. So go the other
Ross
way.
Ross was a fluke in week one?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
all right. That's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking he's probably going to get covered by Sherman, too,
mm-hmm.
or even someone else in their safety. So I'm thinking probably Boyd, too.
Yeah, all right, go with it. Right.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother, you got it. What is this line? There's a woman who's had that bracelet stuck for 4 years.
Yeah, people are digging now. So they, so that eyeglass thing is not true, to the point where so they break up.
Mm-hmm.
Or in other cases, the guy has lost the key. And even the store can't get it off. So a woman has had it on for 4 years. And what happens, you give the woman, she travels now, for example, without you, for business or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It sets off all kinds of alarms, and she can't take it off for security.
Well,
so you go to a city hall, you go to the airport, you can't take it off.
You can get it off. You wedge something under, and you get one of those little saws that...
You don't want to damage it if necessarily.
Well, if you want to get it off, you're going to have to cut it off.
Right, but what happens if you like it?
You melt the gold down and make something else out of it.
Yeah, but people spend a lot of money and become sentimental when people actually want it. Stuck for 4 years, there's apparently...
Well, if it's stuck, you want it off. So what do you care about whether you saw it?
I'm saying there's apparently web pages full of horror stories regarding this thing, man. I'm just a messenger.
All right, but I'm just saying, there's always a way to get it off. You can see that little circular saw thing.
Yeah, and gold is a saw thing.
A dentist saw or something or whatever.
But people get squeamish about those too, man.
Yeah, that's why you get put something on. Like you put some piece of metal underneath and then you don't hurt the wrist. You
sound like you got experience.
Logically, that's how you do it.
Yeah. But
you get that little sharp little circular saw, it's on a little handle.
But the point is, they're not easy to get off. That key is vital in that scenario. Vital.
That's true love. John in Hazleton. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Mike, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Been a while since I talked to you.
Yes.
Let me make sure I heard you say this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That Klentik made one right judgment in getting rid of Franco and benching him.
Yeah, at least they made a judgment saying this guy can't play. They never do that to anybody.
Okay, well, I just want to disagree with you because I would take his 25 homers and 80 RBIs every year compared to what Hernandez, Rodriguez, Miller are going to give you there at third base. If they didn't like Franco, why didn't they give Moustakas the money? He has 35 homers.
Yeah, well, they made a mistake.
Right. They always make mistakes. That's why Middleton better get off his butt and fire these guys. Pay them off. I know you're going to say.
But you know it's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen, John.
Well, then, Mike, people just got to do what you were just saying before. Nobody wants their tickets. Nobody wants to go say boycott them. Don't show up.
Well, that's not going to get the front office fired. Listen, he's going to go one more year with this crew. All right, he's going to go one more year with McPhail. McPhail is like his buddy. Like he thinks McPhail is a true baseball executive. Now, Klentak is younger, but he's going to give him another year.
I don't know. Do you think, Mike, for 1 second, that Mike Scioscia should be the manager? Hearing that he wants to be the manager,
he wants to be manager of the Phillies.
Yeah,
of course.
There you go. Hometown right. boy wants
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I take Mike Socha. I take a lot of guys. I take Joe Girardi. I take Dusty Baker. I'm making a change at manager. Now, I don't know if it'll help because they still have some personnel tweaks they have to make, a lot of personnel tweaks. As far as the Franco thing goes, I've told you before, I'm done. The one thing that they finally admitted was this guy is never going to get any better and he doesn't know how to play the game. And it's frustrating to send a guy like that out because he teases you with just enough ability. And you go, if he would only do this, he could really, really be a player. And it's just frustrating after a while. That's where you got to go. They got a guy in the system. So good riddance to this guy. Enough. Enough with this Franco thing. All right? I didn't even know why they're playing him tonight.
Because you can't play
the
other
guy. They've already told the guy he's unwanted. Then they throw him in the lineup. What's the point?
You got to, at the end of the year, you get rid of him. Right now, I can't have those other guys out there at all. I play Franco every day for the rest of the season.
It's different at
this
point.
They get rid of him. Because you're not really, mathematically eliminated.
You're playing lefty-righty the whole year. All of a sudden now Franco's going to save because Tehran's pitching. He's going to be... Where's Franco's head right now?
Oh, well, he can't feel good about himself.
Of course not. So what he's going to do, he's going to roll over in a grand ball and into a double play. Because he's not thinking what he should do.
I might hit a home run, though. I think he's going to feel it. Franco home run.
And he's going to gain another 20 pounds and not be able to get to his left to cut off a ball in the hole. About that part of it. Oh, he's a great fielder. Yeah, when the balls hit right at him.
He's still better than your alternatives. Don't win a gold glove to be better than Bam Boom.
I'm done with Mike Calfranco. It's not even funny.
And S-Rod.
I'm not saying they have anything better.
Right.
But don't sell me this guy anymore. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show with a one line open. Back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's
get a Twitter poll update. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons. Natalie, what do we have?
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,200 votes on this one so far. Do you blame Matt Klentak for passing up on Dallas Keuchel? 88% say yes, 12% say no.
Keuchel taking a shot yesterday.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, not necessary. Was he bitter?
Yes.
Bitter at the Phillies didn't go to the workout? He's in a much better situation. What do you got to say something for?
Do you want to hear it?
You just
I have
played
it.
Yeah, that's here, Keuchel, after the game.
Oh, I mean, if you don't come calling, what is there for me to be mad about? I think a lot of those guys over there in the front office are second guessing themselves, and I mean, I would too.
Come on, man. Totally not necessary.
I like it.
Because you're mad at the Phillies.
No, that's not why. No. I have a certain level of immaturity where I fully admit it. There have been people who said I wasn't talented, for example, or I'd never make it.
Yeah.
Every time I happen to show up on TV, I hope those people see it. And every time, I admit it's petty. I should be past it. I'm not above it. I'm not good. I'm not a good person. I don't care. Every time I go, you know what? Hey, remember, guy,
I can see that, but nobody did that with Keuchel.
Yeah, I remember no one signed him.
Nobody signed him for a reason. He had a measure of success in the league. He was well-regarded, and then all of a sudden he hit a wall, and he decided not to sign with anybody.
Because they weren't getting the right offer. So he's not only mad at the Phillies. I guarantee when he goes to another team, sure he'll do the same thing.
Cheap shot.
Plus, he's sitting high. Yes, it's a cheap shot. It's petty, but I'm petty, so I get it.
Well, he's the Braves. It's not like he's schlepping around with the Miami Marlins. There's no reason to be bitter. Right. Be happy about your lot in life.
He's helping a playoff team. All of you guys could have had me, but you didn't. All of you. I understand it. I connect with it. I get it.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Jersey. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
How we doing, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Must win Thursday. Long week already. So let me convince you why the Eagles are going to win. I've got a couple little points here.
Yes, sir.
So first point is they got it. They have to win this game. Well, they don't have to, but they get a tough stretch of the three road games. I think this is kind of a good start for them to kind of, hey, we need to win on the road. Let's get preparation for win the three games or even two out of the three. If you start dropping road games, you know, could force them down a hole down the future, especially the division game. Point two is they can't stop the run. I think we're just going to come out, and I think just the offensive line is just going to hold the ball, which then keeps it out of Matty Ice's hands.
You actually think they're going to run the ball?
To keep the ball out of Matty Ice's hands? The Vikings had 176 yards.
Yeah, I get that. It's the Vikings. You think this team is going to run the ball primarily?
We have a better offensive line than the Vikings.
But what makes you think this team is going to run the ball? They never run the ball.
I mean, that is true. I mean, but who knows? Maybe Doug comes in if we run 40%.
Yeah. 40% is asking a lot. But I thought you were going to say something like 50%.
No.
I hear you. In a perfect world, you would think they would like to control the ball, keep the ball out of Matty Ice's hand, but they don't fear Matty Ice. They're going to play their game. They're going to get down the field and throw the ball and try to score.
And I mean, maybe Douglas kind of matches up with Julio and tries to be a little physical with him because he's still battling some foot injuries and stuff. So maybe you contain him.
Now, who's going to be physical with Julio Jones?
Rasul, maybe.
Rasul.
Yeah,
Rasul could build a town between where he lines up and where Julio Jones lines up. Where is he going to body Julio Jones? He gets 15 yards.
Jones is battling a foot injury.
I get it. Well, where have you ever seen Rasul Douglas? He could be up on somebody's skin.
I'm pretty sure he battled him on the division game.
Listen, I love your views on this. I don't think any of them are going to happen, but I love them.
No, we got it, man. We're going to be 2-0.
All right. I hope you're right. But it's going to be hard for me to believe, A, that they're going to run the ball and control the clock and keep the ball out of Matty Ice's hands, and B, Rasul Douglas is going to get physical with Julio Jones. Julio Jones will throw him out of the ring like a WWE guy.
Yeah, it would mess
He's
up.
He's a the strong time. Fella.
It would mess up the timing of the route, though.
Well, of course it would. When last time you saw Julio Jones not get 15 yards?
No, that's true. And that's the one thing I disagree with sports. If the guy's going to catch it anyway, put some little, try to disrupt him at the line of scrimmage, give the guy half a chance.
Byron Maxwell who rode Julio Jones down the field? Remember, he was on his back for like 20 yards.
He carried him. Yeah, that was bad.
He carried him.
He's a big, strong guy. He's a strong guy.
The last thing Schwartz wants to see is Julio Jones outfox Rasul Douglas at the line of scrimmage and get a 15-yard head start on a pattern. That's the last thing he wants to see, right?
The same thing. Miami might just run right by him because he's got 4.3 speed as well. He's big and fast. Yeah. He can do everything.
All right, Rodriguez, Middletown. ¿Qué pasa, Rodriguez?
Hi, ¿cómo está, mi amigo?
Hi, ¿cómo está, mi amigo?
It's raining out here. Mucho agua.
Mucho agua? Where? In Middletown?
My God, it's horrible out here.
Oh, no. Is it raining right here? Where we are? Oh.
Pouring.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, but I'm sitting on the patio. You're having a good time listening to you guys. Hey, Mike.
What?
Mira, Mike, por favor. Mike, you know what the problem is, Mike? What? This is the thing about, why is there a little bit of fear? I talked to some of my coworkers, diehard Eagles fans. They got the same fear. This is the thing. Now, I don't want Tyrone to say that I'm a foes guy because I know he might want to. Every time we say something.
How's everyone doing?
Every time we say something, we're a foes guy. No, it's a fact. Wentz have struggled against a good team. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm a foes guy. I'm saying that
That's
because.
That's not true!
Look, Mike. Every time he sits on an elite quarterback, he struggles.
Rodriguez, you are a false guy. Come on.
No, my, for the fellow, Listen, the first season, he was good. After he came back from injury, he had struggled against a good team. That's the reason why we have this fear. We got this fear because we still don't know about Carson Wentz. You know, and every time he faces a good team, he struggles. Look, last year was an example. And like somebody said yesterday, we always beat the Cowboys. No, we don't. Carson Wentz have lost the last three games against the Cowboys. Now, that's not because I'm a false guy.
Yeah. Here's what you, false, tú lo amas.
No,
yeah,
no,
Tulo Amas, false.
Mike, it's a fact. Mike, por favor. Mike, oye, óyeme.
Mira, por favor. All right, Rodriguez. I'll see you later. Mira, por favor.
I can't stand Rodriguez. Can't stand him. He's the full president of Folesian Society.
He is the president of Folesian Society.
We're not talking Foles. We're talking facts. Whatever, man.
When he throws in a little. Mira, por favor.
I heard that he cried for 12 straight hours on Sunday. 12 once he saw the Foles injury.
And Nicky?
Yeah, and I heard that he has a Jacksonville jersey.
Rodriguez?
Uh-huh. Well, I got people out there, he's wearing a Jacksonville jersey, talking about he's an Eagles fan.
He likes the guy.
You can't be wearing a Jacksonville jersey.
But we're on to him. You know, that's what slants his Wentz hate. 610-622-0977. This is a great time to get in. It's the first time we've had a couple lines open. So 610-622-0975. Excuse me, is how you get in. It is the Mike Missinelli Show right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
446, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Regarding the Phillies, we didn't even touch base on this. Spencer Howard, they were decided to keep with the Reading Phillies because they were in the playoffs. Well, they got swept by the Trenton Thunder. So their season ended last week. Now, why in the world would they not bring the guy up to get him a start in the big league? Well, like, what's the... I don't understand. Like, their judgments to me are like, what are they trying to accomplish? Like, what's so bad is going to happen to the kid?
I completely agree. Plus, he's on the AA ball. Everybody says the AAA in the Major League, everybody's worried about that juice ball. I would want to see him, and I want him to get a taste of it, too.
What is what I'm saying? Like, the excuse is that he has to pitch with a different ball? So what? Well, I don't understand the rationale sometimes behind things.
Right. And
what is he going to do, ruin him? To ruin his life? He has to pitch with a different ball?
Right, and they're putting him in the fall league, so they're not worried about wear and tear. With six innings or whatever, let's say he gave you five innings. Let's just say five innings for a second. Would five innings change the guy's shoulder, ruin his elbow?
No. You
get to see major league guys.
What would be the downside? I got news for you. Most young guys that teams bring up have the advantage over the hitters that haven't seen them. So, like, what's the downside? What, are you going to ruin this kid? Come on.
And even if he gives up five home runs, so what? I completely agree.
Not only would it would help you stay in the race, but it would also bring some excitement to the franchise at this point. And 23,000 people showed up last night for the Braves. All right. Bilal in South Philly. Bilal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bilal.
Mike, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Blau?
Hey, Mike, first I want to apologize to you, the team, and your listeners. The last time I called, man, you know, I think I was a little hostile, you know what I mean, on that Mike Scott thing. I went through some things about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther. I mean, I didn't...
No, listen, you said what you felt. No big deal.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that. But my point on the Eagles is, how come everybody thinks Douglas can stop anybody? I mean, didn't he already prove he's going to get burnt by any speedster? Like, I don't understand. These corners, I have no faith in these corners at all. I don't have no faith in Darby. I don't have no faith in Douglas. I had some faith in Mills, but he hurt. I mean, I don't see how... I actually thought they was going to lose to Washington. But I have no faith in them beating Atlanta. Not with those speedsters they've got. I really don't. Because our corners... They don't beat up on them. Like you said, they can build a house, sit down in a chair, but still get 10 yards.
Yeah, but Blau, if the front four is getting home, that changes the landscape a little bit. But that's what you got to believe. You're right in your judgment. But the chances are the front four is going to play a little better than they played last week. So
yeah, I can already say because the front four ain't getting home. I mean, how many sacks did they have?
None.
They have any. Right?
No, they don't have any.
I'm saying, so now you're talking about a guy like Matty Ice who knows how to get rid of the ball. If nothing else, he's going to throw the ball away. He's not going
to... Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm nervous about the game. It's the ebb and flow of the schedule, but it's also tangibly. If they're not getting home with the front four, then you know, they're going to have to cover, and I don't trust them right now with Ryan knowing how to throw the ball around. They've got some pretty good receivers.
And now with Jackson being hurt, it's going to make it even... I mean, I like Jernigan, but, I mean, I don't know, man. It's like, I just don't... This defense just doesn't... Give me that. We got Diggs. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel it, man.
All right. All right, you got it, Bilal. Now you got Jones and New. Freeman catches the ball out of the backfield. Austin Hooper, very productive tight end. So they've got to get home. Caesar? It's Cesar. Cesar is calling from South Philly. Could this be the second baseman? Cesar. What's up, buddy?
Big fan of the show, so I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make 2 points real quick and then get your feedback.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think we're going to seriously bomb Atlanta. Like, I really do. I think we're going to win like 38 to 20. I don't think people realize how good the Eagles' offense can really be. I feel like we could be one of the best offenses ever, to be honest with you. And... our weakness in our team is obviously, like, the defensive backs, the corners. I just wanted to ask you also, like, I feel like I've been saying this for a long time, cornerbacks here. Like, who scouts them in the front office?
They did take a guy they thought was a first-round pick in Sidney Jones. Now, it just hasn't come around. They did get a guy in Ronald Darby who's got 4.3 speed.
Darby's garbage.
Well, I mean, he was regarded as a pretty good corner at one point when he was drafted. So it's not like they have stiffs in there.
I feel like when corners come here, they get bad. All the way back to Nnamdi Asamoah. Like, we've got big-name corners. It's just weird with the whole defensive back thing. It's been so long.
Yeah, you're right. They haven't really hit gold there. and they're so counting on Sidney Jones, but it's so telling that they don't start him. They'd rather go Rasul Douglas than Sidney Jones.
What do you think about our Eagles offense? Am I too excited?
No. It's absolutely you should be excited about them. They've got all kinds of skill personnel. They've got a great offensive line. They've got a franchise quarterback. They've got a deep threat. They've got two great tight ends. They're pretty good.
People don't realize, how are you going to stick to Sean, Zach Ertz, and Alshon Jeffrey? Like, them three alone, you know, they could be a number one. They're a number one target on any other team.
You're right. So what you're counting on Sunday is that they outscore the Falcons.
I feel like that's where our offense is going to carry us all year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a shame with our corners. I really don't know. I just feel like I've been seeing bad corners since a long time ago.
You're right. I mean, it's really tough to draft a great corner. Some teams do it. The league, it's so hard to guard guys this year in this day and age. So you got to be really exceptional. And you can count on one hand the guys that are really exceptional at corner. So by that measure, maybe the Eagles aren't that bad.
Yeah, but the Washington's supposed to have a really good corner. He got burnt for a touchdown just last week. Norman's supposed to be one of the good ones. So... And maybe nobody's good.
But, you know, again, it's the defensive end in this league. You get pressure on the quarterback, you get him to throw it quicker. You get his face, he makes an error throw to make a cornerback better. Bill, Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Yep.
What's up, Bill?
First time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you know who the worst hitter in the National League is since the All-Star game?
Rhys Hoskins.
By so far, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have not played the last 50 games, they'd be right with Washington.
Who would they have played there that would have been productive?
Their left fielder.
The left fielder?
Yeah.
Corey Dickerson?
Yeah.
Well, they got him late.
I would trade him for a number two starter so fast it's not even funny, and I'd buy another pitcher, and you solve the whole problems for that team. Put Dickerson in the first base. What, are you going to cut a guy and get rid of him because he makes $10 million?
Well, let me ask you this, because the good teams these days get you 200 home runs a season. If you get rid of Rhys Hoskins, where's your home runs coming from?
They're not coming from Rhys Hopkins.
Well, now they're not. He still has 27 home runs.
He's not.
In a bad year, he's got 27 home runs. I'm just asking you, where would they get
the... He's got a weakness.
I get it. I'm not asking you this. Where would you get the home run production?
Dickerson hit 20 this year.
You need more than 20. Where would you get the home run production?
He said in many per at-bat, Rhys Hopkins has hit. Number one.
Listen, I'm playing devil's advocate with you because you're not giving me the answers. You just can't give away home run hitters.
Let me say one other thing.
Okay? All right, go ahead.
They throw strike one down the middle every time he comes up the bat. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the hole.
Yeah, it's clear you don't like Rhys Hopkins. I get it. You made the point abundantly clear. But, you know, and it's easy to say get rid of him. You get rid of home runs. Okay, in this day and age, you can't get rid of home runs. Now, if you can tell me you can replace it with X, then maybe I'll buy it. But you just don't give away a guy because, well, he stinks, but you can get one. He's still a 30-plus caliber home run hitter. They don't grow on trees. 610-622-0975. 5 o'clock hour is ahead right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Rough start for Eflin. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Guided Door Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off, interest free. Call Guided Door Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER. Visit GOGUIDA.com. Phillies fell to the Braves last night 3-1. Zach Eflin allowed 3 unearned runs on 3 hits with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts across a little over 3 innings. Dallas Keuchel went for 6 innings, allowing only 3 hits that included 8 strikeouts for the Braves. Manager Gabe Kapler talked about Eflin's performance after the game.
It's tough. I mean, had a difficult time putting away some hitters there in the fourth inning, and then, you know, left one pitch, didn't get one pitch up enough, and Flowers punished it. And this is a team that will wear you down, will grind you down, will force you to throw pitches, additional pitches in an at-bat, foul ball, foul ball. And, you know, that unfortunately wasn't able to get that pitch up enough.
Eagles continue to practice. They'll face the Falcons on Sunday night. Now hiring warehouse associates in Robbinsville, New Jersey. Visit Amazon.com/EastJerseyJobs for more information and to apply today. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Football is back and sports betting is live in New Jersey and Pennsylvania with the premier local online sports book, PlaySugarHouse.com. It's the app I use and I love it. There's a great selection of live lines, prop bets, future bets, and even casino games. Trust me, check it out. Once you try PlaySugarHouse, you won't go back to another sports betting app. It takes just a few minutes to get up and running. You enter your info, you get a username, you scan your credit card and load the amount you want to play with, and you're in. PlaySugarHouse offers easy deposits and fast withdrawals. You do it now, you'll get a 100% match on your first deposit, up to $250 by using the code 250MATCH. You know, I got a big college game for tomorrow, Tyrone. I'm thinking of a home dog, Iowa State. Home dog against Iowa. That might be my play. PlaySugarHouse.com. It's the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Birds look to go 2-0 in the early season as Week 2 in the NFL takes them to Atlanta to face the 0-1 Falcons. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup, Jeep. When it rains, we shine. During 10 days to deal, well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires standard contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/16. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Many banks charge for checking accounts. At Citadel, we pay you. Citadel's cashback rewards checking account
account earns cash back for debit card purchases every month up to $120 per year. And we match every dollar you earn in your first year. That's up to $240 in your first year. Plus, Citadel doesn't charge any ATM fees. Stop by any branch or visit CitadelBanking.com/cashbackchecking to learn more about Citadel's cashback rewards checking. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Federally insured by NCUA. Transaction requirements apply. Ask for full details.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.